Lakeshore Chinooks. 1-2. Breaking ball, missing low and away to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. They have supposed to seen Lakeshore 4 times already this season, but Mother Nature had other plans in Mequon in the second week of the season. They played a Sunday matinee and won it 7-5 over the Chinooks, but could not play that Monday game on June 3rd. That being made up now 2 weeks from now on July 25th at Moon Lake Grant Field. The 2-2. Fastball ripped in the air, foul down the right field line. Then a Saturday-Sunday series here at Winter Field, June 15th and 16th. A 9-0 loss on that Saturday, and it was the 18th game of the season, marking the quarterway mark through the campaign. It was the first time the Rafters had been shut out in the summer. They then responded by winning 15-8 the next day and scoring 14 runs in that bottom of the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch, another one line foul down the first base side by Pemberton. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. They're on the corners. 13-1 Woodchucks here in the top of the seventh inning from Winter Field. The next 2-2 from Bender. This fastball pulled, and that goes back to the screen. Bender covering the plate. The throw to the dish is in time. Solis Jr. tagged out at the plate, trying to advance the extra 90. And that's how this inning will end. The Woodchucks leave one on and score 2 more times, though, on a 2-out, 2-run single from Hayden Christensen. It's stretch time here at Winter Field, and it's the Woodchucks 13 and the Rafters 1 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we...
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Racer Lopez swinging away at the 1-0 pitch here to begin this bottom of the seventh inning, and he dumps a base hit into shallow left center field. Rafter fans, welcome back to WFHR, your home for all 70 Rafter ball games this summer. And how about this? Racer Lopez has reached in all three of his plate appearances so far today. 13-1 the score, Wausau on top, 13 runs on 12 hits in an error for the Woodchucks, a run now on 6 hits in an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham will back into the Winter Field press box, as always, here in Game 3 of this 5-game homestand. First pitch to Gabe Casso, the right-handed hitting catcher from New Jersey and out of Northampton Community College, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Garrett Brogdon that misses high. Brogdon, the right-hander, set first base side of the rubber. The 1-0 pitch. This is down to the dirt. Count now 2 balls and no strikes. Casso today is 0-for-2. He went down looking in the second, popped out to second base in the fifth. Second game played in with the team. It's his first Witter Field appearance and his first start with the team in general. Righty-on-righty battle out of the stretch. Brogdon set the 2-0 delivery. Slide step, missing inside, nearly hitting Casso. Count now 3-0. Top of the order, Mason Onati on deck. Jorge Degatti will follow. Lopez, a good leadoff first, being held on by Pemberton. The 3-0. Fastball, inside corner in there for a called strike. Casso not taking the bat off his shoulder there and had no intention of doing so. Here comes the 3-1. This one chopped on the ground back over the mound. Second baseman Espinal, backhand flip to short. That is pretty. Holy cow. What a play from Etienne Espinal. Vance Sheehan didn't even know it was coming that way on the backhand. It is a 4-6 fielder's choice, I should say, for the first out of this inning. Casso aboard for the first time in this ballgame. It'll bring up Mason Onati. Onati, an RBI single, driving in the lone Raptor run of the ballgame thus far, that coming back in the fifth. First pitch from Brogdon to Onati. Swing and a miss. Behind on that heater was Mason. It's 0-1. We get to the top of the eighth inning. 6-7-8, Pemberton, St. Antoine, and Jurgella will be due up. 2.5 hours into this ballgame. Right here on WFHR. The 0-1. This one, fastball painted on the outside corner, and it's called a strike. Count quickly, nothing and two. No balls, two strikes the count on the Powell, Ohio native Onati. One-step leadoff first for the catcher, Casso. Clearly not going anywhere. The 0-2. This one misses low on a fastball. Count now a ball and two strikes. Two in the fourth. 9 in the 5th and 2 in the 7th for Wausau. Lone Raptor run coming off Onati's bat in the 5th frame. 18 hits between the two teams in the nightcap of this doubleheader. Brogdon's 1-2. This one shot in the air the other way, giving chase near the line is St. Antoine. It's going to touch down. Casso rounded the second base bag, looking to stretch it first to third. The throw there is not in time. Mason Onati. It's a multi-hit game for the Raptor third baseman and a one-out double. Here in the 7th. Jorge Degatti, 1-for-3 thus far, will step into the right-handed batter's box with a couple of runners to work with here. Degatti singled back in the first, grounded out to the third baseman in the third, and popped out to second base back in the 5th inning. Chris Arroyo on deck, then it's Max McGuire. First pitch to Degatti, fouled back to the screen. Count 0-1. Should say 2nd and 3rd, two ducks on the pond here for Degatti to work with. That double from Onati, the 7th hit of the game for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1. That one missing low and inside, nearly hitting Degatti. Count evens 1-1. Look on the Wisconsin Rapids side. Talk about the bench players today. Duggar and Matthew, the catchers. Then infielders, outfielders. You got Trotter Boston, Landon Gaz, Kyler McIntosh, and Walker Buchanan. The 1-1 fouled back to the padding right behind the home plate club. It is 1-2. 1-2 in one out here with runners on second and third. The Nova Southeastern product and returning Raptor from a summer ago, Jorge Degatti, battling it tough here with Wausau right-handed reliever Garrett Brogdon. The 1-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner got him looking. Degatti down on strikes for the second out here in the seventh frame. Wausau infield retreats to regular depth, and it'll be up to Chris Arroyo to keep this inning alive. Once again, Arroyo is my pick to go deep here tonight. I know the Raptors are trailing by 12, so. I have a chance, potentially, he can get into one. Would love to have my first correct home run pick of the season. I'll take it any way I can get it. First pitch from Brogdon to Chris. That went on the outside corner, called a strike. Arroyo changing his walk-up song. That a more of an inside joke in the locker room. I know the guys will just walk around singing the main chorus of that song. I will admit, I've never heard that song in my life. I couldn't even tell you the name of it. I know, looking over our sound team to my right, Ben Fonte controlling the walk-up songs. I have to get that the name of that song after as the 0-1 misses up and away. Back to the screen, but a good ricochet. Dave Casso reading that well and will retreat back to third base. 1-1 the count, and as Brogdon jogged into home plate to cover the dish, him and Solis Jr. exchanging a couple of words, trying to get on the same page, the right-handed reliever and the catcher of these woodchucks. Now there will be a quick convo about halfway between the dish and the pitcher's mound. Middle of the Raptor order looking to bring across a couple of more friends. Give the Raptor fans that have stuck around in this ballgame, there are still plenty of seats in the house that are taken. You got a full rat trap here today. The Craft River as well in full function. A beautiful Thursday night for some Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball. Brogdon, deep breath as he now gets on the first base side of the hill. Long peer in and comes set. Hands held high. Now dropping him to his chest. The 1-1. Arroyo, big cut and miss right through that fastball. Count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Onati on second, Casso on third. A chance here for Arroyo to bring in some Raptor runs. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back, Arroyo on top of that fastball. Another 1-2 here from Brogdon to Arroyo. This one bounced straight back, just clearing our press box to the left. After McGuire in the on-deck circle to be Grayson Schaefer. The next 1-2 with 7 on the pitch clock. Breaking ball missing high. Let's go Raptors chant breaking out here at Winterfield. Even count, 2 balls, 2 strikes on the Coral Springs, Florida native Chris Arroyo. A good start to his Raptor tenure. Looking to drive in more runs. The payoff, missing down in the dirt, backhanded by Solis Jr., count drawn full. Full count delivery here for Arroyo. He drew a 5-pitch walk back in the fifth. He's 0 for 2 in his 3 plate appearances thus far in the ballgame. Brogdon set. A 2-strike delivery yet again for the right-hander. This is up and away for ball 4. Bases are full of Raptors. Here with 2 down in the inning for Max McGuire. McGuire in this ball game, 1 for 2. He does have an extra base hit. Doubled back in the 4th inning. Righty on righty battle. First pitch to McGuire. Misses up and in. McGuire has a chance here to hit yet another round tripper with the bags juiced here at Winterfield. He's done so three times this season. Three of his five home runs come with the bases loaded. 1-0 fastball fouled back by Max. Count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count on McGuire. Bases full of Raptors. Casso on third, Onati on second, and Arroyo on first. The 1-1 pitch home. Missing inside, nearly hitting McGuire for ball two. Tracer Lopez began the inning with a base hit. Casso reached on a 4-6 fielder's choice up the middle that took Lopez off the bases. From there, Onati doubled to left. Jorge Degatti went down looking, and you just saw that lengthy plate appearance where Chris Arroyo drew a walk for the second straight trip to the dish. 2-1, swing and a miss, McGuire. Right after that fastball, it is now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. McGuire hunting that heater here, the payoff. That one misses up and in, nearly hitting Max. Casso breaking off of the dish as that one gets by Solis Jr. He dives in head first safely. Arroyo to second, Onati to third. It is now 13-2 here at Winterfield. McGuire has a 3-2 pitch to sit on here. First base is open now, but with an 11-run game, I'm not sure that matters a whole lot. See Kyler McIntosh bringing the home plate umpire Jordan Alfonso some new baseballs prior to the 3-2. The full count delivery coming home here from Garrett Brogdon. That one misses inside for ball four. Six pitch walk drawn by McGuire. The bases are loaded yet again here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Be Trotter Boston hitting in the spot of Grayson Schaefer.
Your attention, please. Now pitch hitting number 17, Trotter Boston.
Trotter Boston homered in the first game of this doubleheader. He now gets a shot to hit here on the bottom of the seventh of game two. Right and lefty battle. The first pitch home to Boston. This is upside, upstairs for ball one. Kyle Bender gave up two in this top half of the seventh inning, but the Raptors have added one in the home half and have had a lot of traffic on the bases for Garrett Brogdon. 1-0. That one misses outside. Two balls, no strikes, the count now on Boston. Boston in the driver's seat looking for one pitch and one pitch only here. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Tardy on that fastball. It is now 2-1. Aiden Teal on deck. Then it's the 7th spot occupied by Owen McElfatrick. The 2-1 delivery. That one missing inside, nearly hitting Boston. Count draws 3-1. Three balls, one strike, nowhere to put Boston with the bases loaded in a 13-2 Wausau lead here in the bottom of the seventh. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Another fastball that Boston couldn't catch up to. It's now 3-2. Runners will be taking off on the pitch here. Here comes the 3-2. Runners take off. This one. This is for ball four. Boston draws a six-pitch free pass. Three straight walks issued by Brogdon, and a run comes in to score. Arroyo to third, McGuire to second. Mason Onati touches home plate. It is the second run of this seventh inning. Corey Thompson out of the Woodchuck dugout. He has seen enough from Garrett Brogdon. He'll get the hook, and we have a call to the pen. Bases remain loaded, 13-3 the score. Wausau leading Wisconsin Rapids. Aiden Teal to hit against the new pitcher when we return on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you
Aiden Teal to face the new pitcher into the ballgame. That is the Oklahoma College Tonkawa product, the redshirt sophomore right-hander, David Brown. 13-3, Wausau leading the Raptors, two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch from the right-hander, Brown misses up and away to Teal for ball one. An inning and two-thirds for Garrett Brogdon. 47 pitches for the right-hander, three hits, two runs, one of them earned. He's walked three and struck out one. He's responsible for all three runners on the bases right now. 1-0 to Teal, misses low and inside for ball two. Brown on the season. This will be his second appearance. He threw three innings at home on July 6th against Fond du Lac in a 4-1 loss. Allowed three hits, no runs, walked three and struck out three, facing 16 Dock Spider hitters. 2-0. This one misses outside. Three balls, no strikes on Teal. Game two of the doubleheader, nearing the three-hour mark. It's 6:35, first pitch here in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Two runs from each team so far in the seventh inning. A 10-run lead for the Woodchucks. The 3-0. This one misses up and away. Not competitive from Brown for ball four. Teal takes his free pass. A three-run inning here for Wisconsin Rapids. To second is Boston. To third is McGuire. In to score is Chris Arroyo. 13-4 the score here at Winter Field. Raptors have nearly hit around Owen McElfatrick, the ninth hitter into the box this inning. 0-for-3, he grounded into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play back in the home half of the sixth inning. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle, fastball from Brown in there for a called strike. Makes sense, no swing there from Owen. Raptors trail by nine, and Brown had yet to throw a strike yet. Owen won the count, 0-for-3 in the ballgame thus far as Owen. One strike delivery, fouled back to the screen, count now nothing and two. Tracer Lopez, who led off the inning with a base hit, is in the rafter on deck circle. No balls, two strikes, bases full of rafters. McGuire on third, Boston on second, Teal on first. The payoff coming home here from the Oklahoma native, David Brown. That one misses upstairs, counting on 1-2. Rafters have collected two hits on three runs this inning. They're looking to add even more, having seven outs to work with in this ball game. A golden chance to chip away even more here. The 1-2. Breaking ball, missing up and away. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Good discipline and patience there from Owen McElfatry. It is a long time down for Kyle Bender. We'll see if it's him again in the eighth or if another arm from the rafter stable will jog in to do work. A 2-2. That one misses up and in. McElfatrick's worked it from 0-2 to full. Looking to reach base for the first time tonight. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners will be motoring on the pitch. McGuire will take the wide turn around third base. The 3-2. This one hit high in the air. Deep left field. St. Antoine back at the track, at the wall. He makes the grab. McElfatrick gave that one a ride, but just leaves it short. Feet away from a grand slam, but instead a long flyout to retire the side. The rafters plate three and send nine to the plate here in the seventh. 13-4 the score through seven innings of play. Kyle Bender back out to the mound. The top of the eighth inning coming up momentarily right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
For the score, top eight, Kyle Bender back out on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. The Rafters trail by nine in game two of this doubleheader with the Wausau Woodchucks. First pitch swinging, Luke Pemberton shoots this one into the left center alleyway. That'll roll to the wall. Teal will throw it in, but it is a stand-up double for the Pepperdine product here to begin this top of the eighth inning. Andy Ockham back here with you in the Winterfield Press Box, thanking you as always for tuning in to today's presentations. Plural, that's right, a twin bill today. Whether you've hung out with us for 20 minutes or you've been with us for both games or 2 hours, whatever it might be, whether you're on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps, we appreciate the coverage and listeners as always. 7-8-9 in this, or 6-7-8, I should say. Jonas St. Antoine into the box now. He has reached once today on a bunt single, and he later scored back in the fifth. And for Bender, he worked out of that previous inning, throwing 26 pitches, allowing two earned runs on four hits, no strikeouts and a walk. Bender peers into Gabe Casso, comes set, the first pitch home. That one a fastball catching the top of the zone for a called strike. Again, Jordan Alfonso doing the balls and strikes work behind home plate tonight. Hudson Boucher down the first baseline, Anthony Atkinson down the third baseline. The 0-1 from Bender. This is high for ball one. 18 innings of baseball. The Rafters have done it one other time this season. 3 weeks ago today at Wausau. 15-3, the final in game one in favor of your Rafters. 6-3 was the final in the nightcap in favor of the Woodchucks. 1-1. At fastball, another elevated heater catching the top of the zone for yet another called strike. Count now 1-2. Currently, in terms of what's left on the schedule, no intentional doubleheaders. There is two more games to be played in one day at Lakeshore 2 weeks from now. 4:05 and 6:35 from Moonlight Grand Field. Chinooks and Rafters. You can catch it right here on WFHR. He won two. This one fouled straight back by St. Antoine. When you look at who's left on the schedule. Two here at home with the Chinooks. Those are in the next 2 days. And then 3 and 2 days at Lakeshore a couple of weeks from now. Michigan trip to follow next week, home and home with Wausau, a home and home to wrap out with an out-of-division and out-of-subdivision opponent, the La Crosse Loggers, who we saw earlier in June. 1-2 pitch missing high, count now 2-2 on St. Antoine. That'll get us into the All-Star break, but post-All-Star break, it's where the fun happens at home. Look at those 13 games in 14 days to finish out the season, 9 of them here at Witter Field. The 2-2. That one on the outside corner got him looking. St. Antoine down on strikes for the first out of this eighth inning. At the finishing of a home-and-home with Madison on that Sunday the 28th, an off day on Monday the 29th. Home-and-home with Wausau, at Wausau on the 30th, and home on the 31st. And then in the month of August, a month for sure that Rafter fans have circled on the calendar, obviously hoping for a playoff push, and the fact that out of the 10 games in 10 days, 7 of them are here in Rapids. First pitch to Brady Jurgelis misses outside. You got that two-game Thursday-Friday series versus Kalamazoo on the 1st and 2nd. At Green Bay, Saturday, Sunday, the 3rd and 4th. Both afternoon starts, 3:05 and 1:05 at Capital Credit Union Park. And then that Monday through Saturday to finish it, the 5th through the 10th. 6 games in 6 days, 5 of them here at Witter. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Jurgelis. Count evens 1-1. The lone road game is at Fond du Lac on Thursday, August 8th. Other than that, it's the Minnesota Mud Puppies, Monday, Tuesday at home, Wednesday, the start of that home and home with Bondi, and then Friday, Saturday, 6:35 against Green Bay. Bender's 1-1. That one misses outside. Count now 2 balls and a strike. 2 balls and a strike. 13 runs on 13 hits and an error for Wausau. 4 runs on 7 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Bender down to the count. We'll see what he goes to here. That one, a fastball missing the outer edge for ball 3. Jurgelis has a 2-run single to his name today. That came back in the 5th. He later scored in that inning. Other than that, a couple of punch-outs and an inning-ending fielder's choice. That came back in the 4th. The 3-1 delivery home. Hear from Kyle Bender. That one. This is inside. Off the glove of Casso for ball 4. 5-pitch walk issued. Jurgelis aboard for the second time in this ball game. To the 9 spot in the order we go with Jake Berklund, who's been very busy on the bases tonight. Berklund has drawn a pair of walks, both in that 14 batters sent to the plate, 5th inning. He drew 2 walks and scored twice, once on 4 pitches, once on 5. Led off the previous inning with an infield single and later came in to score on the 2-run base knock from Hayden Christensen with 2 outs. Rafters did add 3 in the home half of the 7th, sending all 9 hitters to the plate in that frame but leaving the bases loaded. Bender comes set. The first pitch. That one on the outside corner is called a strike. Runners left on today, just a total of 6 thus far on the Woodchuck side, and for Wisconsin Rapids, they have left 8 on the bases. The The 0-1 delivery. Bender looking for a ground ball here to end the inning. That one missing inside, nearly hitting the right-handed Berglund. Count evens 1-1. There is some Raptor action down the line in the bullpen. That is Trotter Boston grabbing a baseball, getting loose in the Raptor pen. Now a hit clock violation called on Jake Berglund. Count moves 1-2. I would love to see Trotter Boston come and pitch the ninth inning. He is the DH, so it could play. They would just get rid of the DH spot in the order. Boston would hit for himself as the pitcher. He wants to pitch home in the righty-on-righty battle. Bender set, rocks and fires. This one shot in the air, foul down the first baseline. That'll clear the stadium. And like I said, earlier in the doubleheader, we technically did have a position player pitch, but McIntosh, like I mentioned, 5 outings at the Division I level and 2 starts this past year and had pitched an inning already in Madison. Not going to put him down as a typical position player. He's a two-way guy, so this would be the true definition of getting a pitcher, a position player to pitch late in a ball game. The next 1-2. This one in on the hands, fouled straight back by Berglund. Count remains 1-2 on the Woodchuck third baseman. Berglund started at short in the first game of this doubleheader and also hit out of the 9 spot. Reached once on an error in the 5th inning. Also was a 9-run frame for Wausau earlier in the day cap. Another 1-2 pitch for the third time in this battle between Bender and Berglund. Right-hander set first base side of the rubber. 10 on the pitch clock brings it home. Breaking ball just misses up and away. Count 2-2. On deck, the top of the order waits with Vance Sheehan. Trotter Boston stopped throwing in the Raptor bullpen. Maybe that's all he needed to get loose. The 2-2, this one hit back up the middle. It's going to be through for a base hit. Getting the stop sign at third is Pemberton. The bags are juiced here with one out here in the top of the 8th inning. Second hit in as many innings for Berkeley, his 4th time on the bases here today. Vance Sheehan, top of the order. Vance has scored 3 times and has reached 4 occasions here today. 14 hits now as a team for Wausau in the ballgame. For Kyle Bender, still has that double play ball intact. First pitch to him. Missing inside, nearly hitting Sheehan. Count begins 1-0. You look to Eddie and Espinal, the switch-hitting second baseman currently in the on-deck circle. Bender set, the 1-0. Swing and a miss on that fastball to Sheehan. Count evens 1-1. Trotter Boston is hanging out in the bullpen with the Raptors. Gets to live the life of a relief pitcher here for just a little bit. The 1-1 pitch between the shortstop Sheehan and the right-hander Bender. Swing and a miss right through that breaking ball. Count moves 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, our count. Bender to throw his 48th pitch of the ball game right here. Peers into Casso. He's ahead in the count. We'll see if he goes breaking ball. Comes set, the 1-2. He does go off speed, but it misses out in the left-handed batter's box to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Another 2-2 here for Bender in this inning. The payoff. Breaking ball hits this one high in the air left center field. Arroyo and Teal heading into the gap. It is Chris calling off Aiden. The left fielder makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Tagging from third and scoring. It was Luke Pemberton who led off the inning with a double. Another run put up here for Wausau. This one in the top of the 8th. And it's back to a 10-run lead, 14-4 our score. Runners on first and second. Eddie and Espinal steps into the box now. Espinal has reached in all 5 of his plate appearances today and has collected 3 hits and has scored 3 times. as an RBI chance here. Brady Jurgella out on second and Jake Birkeland on first. First delivery, missing inside and low for ball one. Same spots that we had an inning ago, 8-9-1, due up, Lopez, Casso, and Onati for Wisconsin Rapids when we get there. The 1-0 pitch here from Bender. Missing up and away for ball two. Pitches for the starter, Kenji Polaris, tonight. 45 and two-thirds of an inning for Mac Mavery. 34 in an inning and a third for Nick Perry, and this will be the 52nd pitch here of the contest for Bender. This one, just missing the outside corner. Three balls, no strikes now in Espinal. Bender in danger of having the bases loaded again here in this eighth inning. The right-hander set the pitch coming in to the second baseman, Espinal. That one runs inside and it hits him. Espinal plunked. It'll bring the seventh hitter of the inning to the box in Bryce Hubbard. Jurgella to third to second, Birkeland. Bryce Hubbard has got the bags juiced. He's got a couple of RBI knocks today. Drove in a run on a double in the fourth and did the same thing in his second at-bat in the fifth inning on a base hit. Bender just one pitch away from getting the Raptors back into the dugout. First pitch. This is outside for ball one. We're at 3 hours and 6 minutes right now and not even through eight innings. It was a 2-hour, 47-minute game one of the doubleheader. A little bit longer here in game two. Bender's 1-0. This one hit high in the air, deep right field. Forget about this one. Jorge Degatti says, never mind, the park's going to hold this one in. Kyle Bender thought he had given up a grand slam, so did every, or at least myself here in the press box. And you look at Bryce Hubbard, he thought he did as well. The wind playing its part, same thing with Degatti to retire the side. Bases left loaded, one run here in the top of the eighth, 14-4 the score on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do, do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom eight here at Winter Field. Our score is 14-4. Here for the Wausau Woodchucks, Andy Ockham rejoining you here in the broadcast booth for Raptors Radio on WFHR. Thanks so much for hanging out with us in this doubleheader today. It is always a joy to hang out with you Raptor fans as Tracer Lopez begins this count here against the right-hander David Brown ahead 2-0. It is Lakeshore tomorrow and Saturday. Two games set, the final time the Chinooks will be here at home this season. The 2-0 from Brown, a fastball in there for a called strike. 8-9-1 in this inning. Lopez up now. On deck, it is Gabe Casso's spot, but Kyler McIntosh has grabbed the bat and will be hitting for the catcher. 2-1, misses outside for ball three. Lopez has been aboard all three times today. Drew a six-pitch walk back in the second, reached on an error and scored to lead off the fifth and led off the previous inning with a single. 3-1, slapped in the air, foul down the left field line. 14 runs, 14 hits, and an error for Wausau. 4 runs on 7 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 9 of the 14 Woodchuck runs coming in that top of the fifth inning. 3-2, swing and a miss. Lopez down on strikes to begin the eighth inning. It'll be Kyler McIntosh hitting in the spot of Gabe Casso here. Pinch hitter for Wisconsin Rapids. McIntosh pitched in the opener of this double inning. Coming here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to McIntosh is missing for ball one. How about this? We got some roll rat chants going on. As the 1-0 pitch swung on and missed, count now 1-1. It's the 1-1 pitch incoming here. McIntosh now appearing in his 28th game as a hitter this season. The 1-1. That one missing low and away for ball two. The 2-1. Another fastball from the right-hander, David Brown, that misses away. McIntosh, perfect hitter's count here at 3-1. The 3-1. This one fouled straight back by McIntosh, count at full. A 3-2 count incoming here to Kyler McIntosh. The payoff pitch. That one missing inside, nearly hitting him. He draws a six-pitch walk off the bench here in the eighth inning. Mason Onati back to the top of the order in a multi-hit game for Mason after going 0-for-1 in the day cap of this doubleheader. When you look at Onati and what he has brought to the table for this team, a very strong last 15 or so games after a slower start to begin the season. First pitch to him. This one popped up right side, foul territory out near the first base bag. That is Pemberton to make the catch for the second out of the inning. The Jorge Degatti now. 1-for-4 in the ball game. He singled in the first and held off the board since. The Chris Arroyo to follow, then Max McGuire. 2-3-4 spots looking to add a little bit into this deficit as the first pitch misses high for ball one. We'll see which position player gets the call in the ninth inning. We saw Trotter Boston warming up down there. So did we see Mason Onati. The 1-0. This is high. 2 balls, no strikes. Now on Jorge Degatti. So the best thing to do is just flush it, let it sit, understand why things happened, and get ready to roll tomorrow. Don't have much time to sit back and reflect on things for better or for worse in a league like this, where there is virtually no off time. 2-0 pitch, 3 straight balls fired by David Brown, missing on an upstairs heater. 3-0, the count here on Degatti. See if there are any other substitutions made on the Wisconsin Rapids side. We enter the top of the ninth. This pitch misses for ball four. Degatti aboard for the second time tonight. A couple of walks issued from Brown here in the eighth inning. Runners on first and second for Chris Arroyo. If I could get one wish this year, it'd be for Chris Arroyo to hit a home run right now. Looking to get my first home run pick of the season. This feels like a pretty good time to do it. Hitting from the left side, Arroyo in the ball game has reached twice, both on walks, and both have come in his last two plate appearances. First pitch from Brown. Line drive, base hit into right field. Getting the wave around third is McIntosh. Too deep into the outfield, there will be no throw to the plate. It's an RBI single for Chris Arroyo, and it's 14-5 Wausau here in the bottom of the eighth. Degatti to second. Rafters have plated a run in consecutive innings. Max McGuire doubled in the fourth. Drew a walk back in the seventh on six pitches just an inning ago. Trotter Boston in the on-deck circle. He came in an inning ago as the DH in the spot of Grayson Schaefer. First pitch to Max, breaking ball, a slider out of the hand of Brown that misses in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. The 1-0 pitch here to McGuire, looking to reach for the third time in this game. That one misses up and in. Two balls, no strikes to the count now. When you look at walks issued between the two teams here in this game, 8 walks issued by Woodchuck pitching, and on the Wisconsin Rapids side, make it 9 free passes. The 2-0. Breaking ball, up and out, but it catches the zone. There have almost been the same number of walks as runs scored in this game. 17 walks, 19 runs. There's more walks as well than nearly hits combined. The 2-1 pitch misses up. Boston could have a chance here with the bases loaded. 3-1 the count on McGuire. Degatti on second, Arroyo on first. He's looking for one pitch and one pitch only. Brown said he rocks and fires. This one driven high in the air, left field, St. Antoine back, and this one is going to get over his head and hit the skyward sign in left center. Degatti scores. Chris Arroyo getting the stop sign at third. It's an RBI double for Max McGuire, his second two-bagger of the night. There's no denying the pop in his bat. He has had an incredible summer. And regardless of the score in the ballgame, McGuire continues to produce on a consistent basis. That is the ninth hit of the night for Wisconsin Rapids. They trail it by 8. Trotter Boston, 2 ducks on the pond. Drew an RBI walk an inning ago. First pitch from Brown. Boston high in the air, deep right field. That sends Christensen back out in front of the warning track. Another warning track shot that the yard is going to haul in. Rafters score 2 and send 7 to the plate here in the 8th inning. We head to the 9th, 14-6 Woodchucks on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Raptors is Mason O'Nati. First pitch to Max Solis Jr. lined into left field and down for a base hit. Woodchucks 14, Raptors 6, the second game of this doubleheader. Obviously making sense, the Raptors down 8. New catcher in the ballgame as well is Cashel Duggar. So Duggar entering for Gabe Casso behind home plate. Casso has pinch hit out of the spot of McIntosh in the ninth inning, and now Duggar will be asked to catch just one inning after not starting either game today. First pitch from O'Nati to Hayden Christensen. This is for ball one. Kyle Bender today, two innings pitched, five hits allowed, three runs, all of them earned, two walks on a punch out and 55 pitches. O'Nati's 1-0 pitch misses for ball two. O'Nati technically the second position player to pitch today in the doubleheader, but as mentioned, McIntosh, Kyler, that is a two-way player. Three innings of one run and one hit ball in the opener. Huge innings eight for the Raptors in that deficit. A 2-0 pitch. This one shot in the air center field. Aiden Teal coming in on it to make the catch. One down here in the top of the ninth. So O'Nati was the third baseman. He goes to the mound, and Trotter Boston comes out of the DH spot to play third base for Wisconsin Rapids.
First baseman number five, Luke Pemberton.
Luke Pemberton into the box. He has scored twice and has reached three times today. Wouldn't it be something here if Mason O'Nati can generate a ground ball and work a scoreless top of the ninth? Would also face the minimum if he can do so. O'Nati out of the stretch. First pitch to Pemberton. Some good action. Good cheddar coming out of the hand of O'Nati. That one misses high. He's not just lollipopping it in there. And we'll see that when guys at the big league level or other college teams will throw position players late in ball games. You get one of two things. A guy who actually is going to try and compete. I mean, they're competing either way, but try to compete and throw legit stuff, or they're just lobbing it in there. O'Nati's not lobbing it. Legit fastball is out of the hand of the right-hander as this 1-0 pitch fouled away down the first base side. Raptors in the bottom of the ninth will bring up 6-7-8, Teal, McElfatrick, and Lopez. The 1-0 hit in the air, deep right center field. Teal giving chase out near the gap, and he's right in front of the warning track to make the catch. Aiden Teal can cover so much ground. It is a lot of fun watching him play center field, whether here at Winter Field or on the road every single day. Two down, back-to-back flyouts to center field generated from Mason O'Nati.
Three,
Jonas St. Antoine has reached once today, a bunt single and scored back in the fifth. 14 runs on 15 hits in an air for the Woodchucks, 6 runs on 9 hits in an air for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to St. Antoine, there's the lob from O'Nati. He misses up and away. His arm might be done. That may have been all we get here. Who knows? Maybe he'll mix it up, and he'll go back to the fastball, but we could just see lobs from here on out. There's a fastball from him on the outside corner, and it's called a strike. I love this now. Mason could go either way. Look at Joe Diedrich. He just is like, the old Ephus. Breaking out the Ephus. I love it. What will he go with here on the 1-1? He goes cheddar again, and it misses up and away. Not a great day for the Raptors here at the Yard in terms of both games, but this is a moment that's always fun. Mason O'Nati will remember this for a while as well. His summer in the Northwoods League has put up good numbers at the plate, but getting to pitch in the ninth inning in a ball game at Winter Field is fun too. as the 2-1 misses up and away. Three balls and a strike. The count now on the left fielder, St. Antoine. One ball, or I should say three balls and a strike. The count. Solis Jr. leading off first with two down in the frame. The next delivery from Mason Onati. This one in on the hands, ripped down the right field line, but that's going to roll foul near the Woodchuck ball.